welcome to Section 9, where we talk about IT and information security. I'm Damian Hall.
And I'm Dorothy.
And today we're going to talk about a comment that we got from a listener. He sent us a nice little email, and he talked about Microsoft 365. And he actually gave some recommendations. And he was doing something with forms and an automated process for getting approvals for certain things. He sort of recommended or would like us to look at using Intune as a way of patching your systems. And there were a few other things I think he might have mentioned. But those were some things that he sort of recommended as things to look into, things he was doing, that kind of thing. And I had looked at Intune as a way of patching our systems and doing installations of things. And I actually did use it to install certain applications. And it is doing some things which I don't fully understand because I'm not an Intune expert. But I ended up looking at our Microsoft 365 because I was trying to do better, you know, overall management of our IT, right? So I did our network review and I made some changes to documentation. And while it's not perfect or anything like that, most of what I needed was already done before. So I had looked at those things in the past and there were a few minor tweaks I wanted to make. There are some things I need to work on in terms of our network documentation, in terms of how I want to organize that. But for the most part, all of the information we need is there. On the Microsoft 365 side, things got a little interesting. And I wanted to try to take some of what this particular listener said and see where we go with that. You know, how do we get the most out of 365? You know, how do we use more of 365? How do we manage 365? Because I don't really understand how to do that. And it's more of the double check and verify of, you know, the health of 365. And so that was sort of a rabbit hole that I went down. We have CBT Nuggets. And CBT Nuggets has changed a bit. They used to only be cert focused. And now they have sort of skills that they have in there in terms of, you know, how do you do something in the job environment? So in your case, you're looking at some videos.
The server 2019.
Yeah, how do you use server 2019, but not in terms of how do you get the certification for that. This is more along the lines of how do you make it do stuff in a business environment, right?
Like what is the purpose of it? What can you do with it and how to configure it and install and everything else?
So I like the way that CBT Nuggets is going with that because they have the cert stuff and then they have skills you may want to brush up on or new things you want to learn that have nothing to do with certifications. So they had one for Microsoft 365 and these were older videos. So it was really for Office 365. This was like for back in 2019, you're trying to manage Office 365 because that's what they called it back then. And these videos were pretty good, but they don't line up well with Microsoft 365 as it currently is because Microsoft has made some changes. But where I'm going with this is they talk about how to manage Microsoft 365. And so there's the health monitoring thing you can go to and you can see the health of things like Exchange, Teams, that kind of thing. And it tells you whether or not there's an issue with that. So if you're having an issue or your users are having an issue, you can check that and see, hey, is there something wrong on my end? Do I need to make a change to Teams? Do I need to make a change to my Outlook? Or is Microsoft having an issue? So that's what the health check is for, the health page there, because you go to the admin portal, there's a little heart section you can click on that, and that's where you look at the health of Microsoft 365. Then there's the message center. You can take a look at all the messages in there. I went and looked at that, and that's pretty cool because while I knew that was there, I never really bothered to look at all the details in there in terms of what kind of messages Microsoft is sending out there. And there's a lot of interesting things in there in terms of maintenance, in terms of new features that are added. There's one where they now have a backup authentication process for Azure AD. We use Azure AD, so it might be beneficial for us to look at that backup authentication process. And I got that because I looked at the messages that were in there. Now, we actually use a fair bit of 365. We have SharePoint, we have OneDrive, we have document libraries, we have Teams, we use Planner. So there's a lot of things that we're using in there. I looked at some of the automation stuff that Microsoft has in there. There's some other stuff we can do the forms piece that this particular listener recommended as a thing, or one of the things that he was using, I have never looked at that. So that's interesting, because if you and I want to have, let's say, an approval process where you fill in the form, I get notified, I can approve that, you get the approval, and you go do what you need to do, that's kind of cool. I don't know how that fits into the way we do things, but it's something we should look at. Because if we were in a larger organization, I would like to have the ability of, especially since we're still working from home, if you're not back at the office yet, that'd be kind of cool, because then you just fill in the form, the right person gets notified, they say yes or no, and then you get an email or whatever it is that says approved or denied, right? And then you can go from there. And you don't have to do anything else. It's just automated. That's kind of cool. So I want to look at how that's done. In terms of Intune and how you do things with Intune and patching, we have AutoMocks. So that's something that I'm going to, you know, put on the look at list. And we're going to save that for later. Intune is one of those things that I kind of want to push back on a bit, because I know it's going to be a bigger project and it's going to be hard to figure out how to do.
But you still need to do more research, and we need to figure out how it works.
Exactly. And so that's going to be saved for later. And again, we do have AutoMocks, which is working well for us in terms of patching our systems. Where things get a little interesting is that in the CBT Nuggets videos, they talked about logging. And the logging they had in these videos was interesting, but it's a bit old. And so I went and looked at some of the Microsoft documentation for Microsoft 365 and logging. There is some stuff that we have looked at in Azure AD that shows us logging in and attempts to log in and things that it just does the authentication process part. And I don't know if you can see anything else in Microsoft 365 in terms of other logs. There are some reports that we can look at that are part of the admin portal, and some of that has changed. And so it was sort of this rabbit hole of trying to figure out, okay, I'm watching these videos on CBT Nuggets, trying to figure out where I go in the admin portal or Azure AD. And some of that didn't match up well.
Well, one of the things that CBT Nuggets is really good at is, you know, they constantly revamp and update their videos. And I do want to say two things. We really like them. We use them a lot, but we're not affiliated with them. We're not getting paid to say, hey, they're wonderful. They just really, the new change they made, for me at least, is such an asset. But I'm pretty sure they are probably working on making new 365 videos that are going to be having the updates of what's new.
I'm sure they have them in there somewhere, but this batch of videos is from 2019, and so it doesn't line up properly, which is fine. I'm okay with that. It just means I have to go in there and do some research. And at least it's telling me that you can do these kind of things, right? That there are reports you can have, there's logging that you can do. The report side, there are some things we can do there, and I'll have to look at how that's done. So that's on the list of things to do. On the logging side, it gets a little interesting, because there are things that we get and there are things we don't get with our subscription. And we have business premium for 365. And that does not include Azure. That's an extra thing you have to tack on. So there are things that, in terms of logging, we may need Azure, because there are things that Microsoft has on the Azure side where you can take your Azure AD information and forward that into a monitoring system they have in Azure. And that would be an additional cost. And so what I want to do is figure out what those pieces are. And what Microsoft also has that I think is kind of interesting is this thing called Sentinel. And that's supposed to be like Microsoft's version of a SIEM solution. So we would have all of our logs going in there. And I don't know how much of our Windows 10 logs would make it into that particular system. And so that's because we don't have anything in Azure, right? So if we have nothing in Azure and we have Sentinel, and Sentinel doesn't capture data from Windows 10, then it's useless to us. So I was a bit confused in terms of how the logging worked. What's free? What do you have to pay for? What's the price tag?
What do you have to configure? What comes already configured, you know?
Exactly. And it's not clear to me where some of these things fit in terms of how we use Microsoft 365. Because I'm okay with potentially paying for Azure and a monitoring system if it's in our budget. And
if it's what we needed for what we're trying to do.
Well, exactly. So that's what I'm trying to get to here is that if it doesn't include Windows 10, like the logs for my laptop, if that's not going to show up in Sentinel or whatever other logs we have, because the logging system, again, was like two or three or four components, which I didn't really understand exactly how they all went together. If it's not going to show me workstation logs, laptop logs, then it's useless to me because we don't have anything in Azure that we need to monitor because there's nothing there.
And I think that's one of the toughest things about using some of these tools in IT or when you purchase something, let's say from Microsoft, trying to figure out what it is that you have and if what you have is actually something that you need and your company would be able to use. Like as an IT professional, if I was doing this in a job to where I was getting paid by my boss to, let's say, you know, buy something to make the company run, how do you look at all these Microsoft options and go, okay, this is what I need because it's going to give me the tools that I have when you don't know the difference, let's say, between Azure and Azure AD, like the confusion we had when we first got, when we first purchased the 365. So that's one of the toughest things for me to really know how to do.
Yeah. And when you start looking at these things, and Microsoft is not the only organization that does this. There's lots of other organizations and solutions and IT things out there that when you start out using it, it's very confusing what it is you're supposed to buy. It's very confusing what options you want to have. It's very confusing to then figure out once you buy it, what did you purchase? You know, VMware has a little bit of that when you start looking at all the options in there. And now they have new stuff that I've never heard of before. So you know, that's a thing. Other cloud solutions have their own mix of things that you're supposed to get. Like I've used Amazon's web services where you can do virtualization. It's very similar to what we do with our DigitalOcean. But they have lots of options. And it's very confusing, I found anyway, because I didn't really spend a whole lot of time on there to figure out what it is you have, where things are, how to use the thing. So Microsoft is not the only one that's doing this, except that they have a lot of options and it's sort of, you know, pick your poison. What do you want? How do you want to use it? And here's your options or here are some things. And then when you do some digging, there's more things.
Well, but here's one of the things that confuses me. And again, I'm not trying to say Microsoft is the only people that do this because anything that you buy when it comes to IT, any kind of solution, you know, tool or what have you, is going to have their own what I call set of demons, right? But for me is when I look at this is how do you know, for example, when you purchase something, what the default offers you? And then when you're buying something additional, you know, does that include the stuff you have on the default and then something else? Or is it the same kind of thing? And you're just, you know, so to me, it's very confusing. Even if I'm looking at, you know, this is what you get for that, it's still not clear to me. Do you remember when we were looking at all the different options of what is it and what we got and trying to determine, is this going to do what we're needing to do? And when sometimes we don't really know all of that we need to really run Section 9.
Exactly. And so when we first got, when I first started looking at Microsoft 365, as I've said before, I thought we wanted Azure. Then I said, oh, no, we don't need Azure. We just need Azure AD. And it comes with Microsoft 365. You get business premium. It has most of the features we want. Now what we're trying to do is figure out, you know, well, when we first purchased 365, I was very confused because you pointed out that We don't have Azure. We have Azure AD. You kept telling me that. It took me a bit to realize, oh yeah, we don't have Azure. We just have Azure AD. And then even after that, it was a bit confusing to look at all the licensing options and things that we wanted to have, because we do have a license for a mailbox. We have licensing for things like Visio, which is separate. So all of these different things make it kind of confusing as to how you're supposed to pick and choose what you want for your organization. And then when it comes to, you know, the monitoring and the health and the checking of this and that and the logs, that's an additional thing that we're having issues with. And then there are little things that I would love to be able to do where we utilize more of SharePoint and some of the apps you can put in there and different things you can do with that. Some of that requires programming. We're not programmers, so we're going to have to skip that because that's going to be way over our heads. But things like that are now kind of an issue. It's kind of, we're hitting that brick wall of our skill set and realizing, hey, wait a minute, we've done a lot, but there are some other things in there that we could do, but there maybe we have to pay extra.
And we need more stuff.
And the other side of that is that we don't have certain skills that are required to use part of 365. So now we're in this interesting position where I'm beginning to realize that 365 has more stuff in there. And part of it is people like this listener who sent us an email saying, hey, what about these other things? Because I had no idea about the fill in the form thing. It wasn't even on my radar. I had no idea it existed. And then I started poking around in 365 and saw something about forms. I didn't click on it or anything, but you know, I want to go look at that and see what that does. And so I'm going to have to come up with a list of things that we should be looking at and things I want to learn about 365 that we're not doing. One thing that the video talked about, the CB10 Nuggets videos, is how you actually contact support. And I've done this before because we had an issue with OneDrive that wasn't working right for me. And so I had to contact Microsoft and I had no idea how to do that. So one of the things I think that should be on everybody's radar is when you get a subscription from somewhere, whether it's Microsoft, VMware, whoever, you need to figure out how the support process works. Because I spent, I don't know, maybe an hour trying to figure out how to contact Microsoft, if not longer than that, because I was searching online, trying to look in the admin portal, trying to figure out how to do this. And once I figured it out, I did it wrong. So the person who was supposed to contact me had the wrong phone number, which I didn't realize until after the fact. And so resolving the issue I had took way longer than it should have because I didn't know how to contact support. So there's all these little issues that come up in IT that you don't necessarily think about that we need to have a process for.
Well, I think most people would say, and if you have any problems, you can contact support, but it never gets discussed what the process is. And sometimes you may not get the, you know, here is the number that you call.
So here, if we summarize, I would say we need to look at the overall health of our 365 reports we need to look at. You know, what is Microsoft doing in terms of maintenance and new features in that message center? You know, what kinds of things are showing up in there? And then I think we need to look at, you know, certain features that are available to us that are free, part of the package deal. Are we using them? Like the forms, you know? And then we can look at things like logging. You know, how does logging work within 365? Because if something bad happens, you're supposed to be going to your logs to find all that information. So it's just like when we talk about, you know, Active Directory and Windows 10 and server and all of that. You know, when you're looking at your logs, you have to do them right, right? So you have to have things like Sysmon. You have to have your SIEM solution in there with your UEBA and all that kind of stuff. So how do we take those concepts and apply them to 365? So when something bad happens, you can find evidence of that in your logs. Where does that log sit? How do we access it? Is it the right information? Do we have to have things like Sysmon? If we have Sysmon on our Windows 10 systems, where does that get sent? So all of those things are questions that I have no answer to because I have no idea how this stuff works. yeah, so that's where we're at now. And it's just a whole new rabbit hole of stuff that I need to go down. And I got to find time to be able to do that. So that's where I'm at. I do have some things that I want you to take a look at in terms of the overall health checks of 365, in terms of little health things that they have in there. Is Teams working?
Is that part of my patching process?
It's not going to be part of the patching process. It's just something to be aware of.
Okay.
And you may check it, you know, once a month just to see what's going on. Or if something is happening, you know, whether it's at work, for us, you can go to that health thing and see, hey, Teams is broken.
Okay. Yeah.
So our stuff's good. Teams is broken. Microsoft is working on that. I just have to wait. That kind of thing. So there's a lot of things in there that I'm going to have to try to organize and put into a plan and then try to slowly work my way through that so we can have a better understanding of what we have in terms of 365, how to manage that, how to look at the logs, that kind of thing. Yeah, so it's a lot. But that's it for now. If you want to take a look at or if you want to send us a message, you can send us an email at support@section9.us. If you want to take a look at our show notes, you can see them on section9.us. And if you haven't subscribed, please do so. And thanks for listening.
And I would like to thank the listener that actually sent that email. We really appreciate all of the things that we may not know about or that we may not be doing because we all end up learning. So thank you so much for emailing us and thank you for listening.